Francisco Giants baseball is on the air. Good afternoon, baseball fans. Lon Simmons along with Russ Hodges, Bill Thompson, and Bill Rigney. Welcoming you to today's ball game. Today's game between the Giants and Dodgers is brought to you by Ruth Atkins, the giant of men's clothing in the West. With 50 locations in the West and Hawaii, there's a Ruth Atkins near you. And by Bergie, the comfortable beer. It's soft water brewed to refresh you and keep right on refreshing. Bergie. Also by the people at Pacific Telephone, who remind you when it comes to communications, we're here to help. And by Chevron dealers, standard stations, where there are more men on hand to serve you best. More men, more stations, open more hours of the day. That's the secret of Chevron standard service. Don Drysdale on the microphone here. It's Don Drysdale today, and there have been many dignitaries, including the governor of the state, Ronald Reagan, out here to honor Don, and Don is making his speech right now. We may be able to pick up those words, can we, Chuck? Well, unfortunately, we're not able to really pick up Don's statements, but Don and his wife Ginger being honored here today, and as we say, many celebrity guests, his teammates, members of his teammates on the championship ball clubs, the 56, 1963, 1965, 1966. They have been out here to honor Drysdale, Don Newcomb, Jim Gilliam, Tom Haller, gave him a plaque for the present ball club for his 58 and two-thirds innings of scoreless baseball. Also, Maury Wills came out to honor him. So Drysdale has certainly gained a whole group of gifts out here today, and Jimmy Davenport said that he thinks that Drysdale should give him at least part of them because of the fact that he thinks that he helped Drysdale's career as much as anybody, having to face him with a bat in his hand. The Giants, with Willie Mays doing the honors, presented Don with a bottle of Vitalis and a bottle of Vaseline. The Vitalis for his commercial work and the Vaseline for what was always suspicion that Don threw up to the plate, especially in his last years as a pitcher. So Drysdale is completing his acceptance speech. A standing ovation accorded Don. Sandy Koufax also was out here to make a presentation, and Sandy, too, received a standing ovation. So the ceremonies are over, and we will have the starting lineups for you in just 1 minute. Say, fans, if you're looking for a business suit that...
Hi, everybody. This is Sir Albert at the Tijuana Brass thing.
Tickets for all major attractions on sale at Wallach's Music City, Tower Plaza, East Thomas Road at 39th Street.
This broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the San Francisco Giants solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. Any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the description and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the San Francisco Giants is prohibited. The bye-bye baby bonanza inning today is the top of the fourth. There will be $1,300 at stake today. The Giants out here still battling for their lives in this Western Division race. And it will be Mike McCormick going for the Giants against Claude Osteen for the Dodgers. The Giants will have to face two pitchers in a row, Osteen today and Singer tomorrow, who are going for their 20th victory of the year. The starting lineup for today's game for the Giants, Tito Fuentes will be at third base and bat number one. Ron Hunt will be batting number two and playing second base. Willie Mays is in center field batting number three. Willie McCovey at first base batting fourth. Bobby Bonds in right field, hitting number five. Jimmy Davenport making his first start ever, or playing his first game ever, will be in left field and batting sixth, his first game ever in the outfield. Jack Hyatt does the catching and bats seventh. Hal Lanier at shortstop hitting eighth. And Mike McCormick doing the pitching and batting ninth. For the Dodgers, Maury Wills at shortstop leading off. Manny Mota in left field batting number two. Willie Davis in center field hitting third. Andy Kotko in right field batting fourth. Jim LaFever is at third base hitting number five. Ted Sizemore at second base hitting number six. Wes Parker is playing at first base and batting seventh. Jeff Torborg doing the catching and hitting eighth. And Claude Osteen doing the pitching and batting ninth. Atlanta now leads 3-2 after seven innings. And Houston was leading Cincinnati 4-2. Cincinnati had a home run by Johnny Bench down. It's 4-3, Houston over Cincinnati. What inning is that in? Check the inning on that. Bottom of the eighth, 4-3, Houston over Cincinnati. We got a letter from a fan today, signed anonymous, but I just have to read this. This is a beautiful thing. It's a poem he wrote. So if you're ready, here we go. Says the Giants booted their last bold chance. The Padres kicked them in the pants. Willie Mays and Manager King couldn't come up with a blooming thing. It saved the players some healthy sweat, only knee-high to the marvelous Mets. Someday they'll win when Bonds hits a curve and the batters are treating their optic nerve. When all are healthy and don't turn up lame and the 49ers win a game. That's the beauty. I got to save that. That's one of the all-time greats we've ever received. They have... Dodgers, represented by Danny Ozark at home plate and Willie Mays for the Giants. The umpires today, Kibler will be behind the plate.
Number nine, Andy Kotko, right field.
The other umpires, Vargo will be at third. Marley will be at second. And Andy Olson will be at first base. Happy to know that this our broadcast today being beamed to the Armed Forces Radio and television services throughout the world. I want to say hello to all the fellas, and whether Giant or Dodger fans or Atlanta or Cincinnati fans, Mets, whatever, hope they enjoy the broadcast. Don Drysdale honored here today, one of the greatest of the Dodgers. And Don and his wife and daughter getting ready to leave the field now. Presented with a new automobile and... I don't know what it's a Jeep automobile. It's so Drysdale getting a hand as he leaves the field. A standing ovation for Big D. Dick Dietz. Should be along the sidelines over there as Drysdale leaves. I imagine he'll be a Giant player standing at the edge of the dugout and giving Drysdale a hand as he leaves. Dick Dietz had put his arm in a sling and stood up on the edge of the dugout when Drysdale was being honored. That, the significance of that, the fact that when Drysdale had his scoreless string of innings going, Dietz was hit by a pitch that Harry Wendell set, ruled with no hit batsman at all. It would have forced in a run. And so Dietz, since that time, has always kidded Drysdale by putting a swing on his arm. So as Drysdale leaves the field, the Giants happy, I imagine, that they don't have to face Big D. Although sorry to see a man of his caliber leave baseball. But they have some other toughies that they have to face, and one of them is Claude Osteen, the left-hander who goes today. The Dodgers take the field. Osteen has won 19 and lost 15, his biggest winning season ever. 113 wins and 121 losses in his lifetime. He's 0-2 against the Giants this year. 4-10 lifetime. He participated in a game which the Dodgers won, but he got no decision on it. That was a Dodgers 3-2 14-inning win. They won it 3-2. So Osteen making his appearance here today. He won his 19th September 11th. Has three times previously to today tried for win number 20. Rick, it's always tough facing a guy like Osteen today and Singer tomorrow. It's tough enough to face them anyway, but when they're both battling to get their 20th wins, it's even tougher.
Well, this is about their last go-round unless they get one more start against the Houston club. But I would say that, you know, it's funny how this race goes, Don, that there's always something going for someone, and both Osteen and Singer would naturally like to end the season with 20 wins, not only beating the Giants, but for contract time next year, to walk up and say, well, we won, both of us, we won 20 games, not 19. So I'd have to guess that they're going all out, as baseball players do in every ball game. The season's never over until the last game has been played, and professional athletes have a way of giving out 100% the entire season. And they know it means a lot to people all over the country. It means a lot to people in Atlanta, how the Dodgers perform and how the Giants perform, and people in Cincinnati. So I would have to guess we're going to see another crackerjack today.
The Dodgers with Mota in left, Willie Davis in center, Andy Kotsko in right, Lefebvre at third, Wills at shortstop, Sizemore at second, Parker at first, Torberg catching, and Osteen pitching. Antito Fuentes will lead off for the Giants. Tito hitting 269 up here to bat right-handed. He's a switch batter. The Giants a game and a half behind Atlanta. Atlanta leading 3-2 after seven innings. San Diego scored twice. Pitches outside for a ball to 20. San Diego scored twice in the sixth inning, but Atlanta has come up with single runs in the fifth, sixth, and seventh. Cincinnati started today three games behind the lead. 20s take the fastball that sails high and away for a ball. Al Barlick behind, John Kibler behind the plate. Ed Vargo at third, Al Barlick at second. Andy Olson at first. That's the umpiring alignment. 2-0 pitch to Tito. Strike over the outside corner. That was a pitch that looked like it tailed away from the right-hand batter. Bit of a screwball effect. He got the outside corner. Giants, in last night's ballgame, got two runs in the first inning. Hung on with grim determination to lead to win it 2-1 behind Gaylord Perry. Line drive down the left field line for a base hit. Mota over to field at 20s will try for two, and he will make two bases as Mota comes up and throws into third. So Tito, who was robbed a couple of times by at San Diego by the third baseman Roberto Pena when he was batting left-handed, now stings one right-handed just inside the line for a double to get things started here in the first inning. For Tito, that is his fifth double, and Ron Hunt will be the batter. Hunt hitting 259. Right-hand batter against the left-hander, Claude Osteen. The outfield against Hunt is really playing in shallow. Mota is playing back pretty well in left, but Willie Davis in center and Kotsko and right are in very close. Pitch is low for a ball. Low and inside, 1-0.
Glad to see Kotsko in that close, Ron. They know that Hunt should be going to the opposite field, and I can remember balls that he hit in Montreal and New York that would carry the warning track here without any trouble at all.
Count of 1-0 to Hunt. 20s as his lead at second as Osteen takes the stretch, comes into Ron, who slices it foul to the right side. One and one. Ball and a strike to Ron Hunt, batting here in the top of the first. Tito Fuentes has led off with a double. So the Giants have a runner at second with no one out. Mays in the on-deck circle. Osteen takes the stretch, looks back at second. The pitch, line drive to Parker. He throws to second, and Fuentes is out at second base. Tito was standing there looking at Parker catch the ball, and Parker threw over to first with Wills covering, and Fuentes is doubled off. Let me remind you of the finest sportswear of Ruth Atkins. Sportswear with the Hawk label. Slacks from $25 and sport coats starting at $59.50. Hawk exclusively at Ruth Atkins. Tito was certainly an interested spectator at that play. As Willie Mays comes up and lines one into left center field for a base hit. So Tito has just cost the Giants a run as he picks off at second. There's Mays. It's a solid line drive single into left center. And the batter will be Willie McCovey.
Ron, there's only two things that the coach tells you out there is to watch a ground ball in front of you and be careful of a line drive. That ball wasn't hit real hard that Hunt hit, but the runner has no place to go at all, though he sees it get in, because he's just as good on third right now with nobody out if it's a base hit.
So there are two men down. Mays with the line drive single and Willie McCovey up here, left-hander against left-hander. Osteen so far hasn't really fooled anybody. Buddy has two men out and a runner at first. The pitch to McCovey, a curve is low and away for a ball, 1-0. Well, the Giants have only themselves to blame in the losses in San Diego, and this situation here, they've made some poor base running moves, and this was one of the real poor ones today. Mays with his lead. Osteen comes into the plate. The McCovey, a curve is a strike. 1-1. Two down, Mays at first. There's the pitch, high for a ball, 2-1. Giants with a double by Fuentes, a line drive by Hunt, and a single by Mays. And you know what? They've got two men out, and they've got Mays at first base. Mays has his lead at first. The pitch to McCovey. Swung on, fouled away, and it's 2-2. So it's an even up count. Although Osteen is pitching to the Giants' big man, Willie McCovey, he has one advantage going for him. That's the fact that he's pitching left-handed and McCovey's batting left-handed. On certain occasions in McCovey's career, that hasn't bothered him. Stretch and a pitch. Fastball just outside. It's a full count of 3-2. Mays will be going. Three balls, two strikes to McCovey. Bobby Bonds is due up next. Parker playing behind Mays now. Will not stay on the bag. Trying to cover some of the area to the right side. Lefebvre, the third baseman, 30 feet off the line. Swing and a foul. Looks like Stretch had a pitch to hit, but he looked as though he were a little bit out in front of it. That maybe Osteen took a bit off that one. After eight innings, Atlanta leads San Diego 4-2. So the pressure is maintained, and the Giants have to win. May A's at first. He's running. The pitch is swung on and missed. McCovey fooled on a curveball that was ball four. McCovey chased it. He's out on strikes. The Giants have no runs on two hits, no errors. By the Dodgers, that is, and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the first, and it's nothing, nothing.
Pontiac Bonneville for 1970. Big, strong, and stylish. Looking like it owns the next decade. And it just might, with its big 455 cube V8 and interiors straight out of sight. That's the way luxury should be. Bonneville at your Pontiac dealers.
This is the beginning of the way it's gonna be.
Let's pause for station identification. This is the Golden West Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Terry McGovern, and you can hear me every morning from 6 until 9 o'clock, right here on
KSFO in San Francisco.
Mike McCormick steps out there to face the Dodgers. Mike pitched very well against San Diego, except for one inning, and that was the first inning when the Padres got four runs off him. And the Padres went on to win that ball game 5-4. So he's out here now trying to stop the Dodgers. Chronic with 11 wins and 9 losses faces Maury Wills, who bunts it and fouls it off. Strike one. McCormick is 1-1 against the Dodgers this year. He's faced them 4 times. Tries to bunt again and misses for strike two. So Maury trying to bunt his way off. One is at third and McCovey at first shortened up. Oh, 2 count to Maury Wills leading off. The Dodger first. Pitch outside to Maury for a ball. 1-2. Giants had a leadoff double by 20s and a single by Mays in the top of the first, but couldn't score. Cheeto was doubled off at second base on Hunt's line drive to first. Swing and a foul by Wills back into the seat. 1-2. The Giants this year, 24-12 against left-handers. Facing left-hander today, Claude Osteen. Wills swings and fouls a curveball. The Dodgers against left-handers are 28-20. And McCormick pitch to Maury is up high for a ball. Dodger record, they're 8 over .500 against left-hand pitching and 1 under .500 against right-hand pitching. Two pitch, swung on, hit deep to center. Mays is racing back. He is there and reaches up and makes the catch. Maury cranking up on McCormick, and Hyatt goes out to cross the mic. Bill, he must have done something jacking
up. Just got a fastball up to, you know, Mike's got to keep the ball down, as we saw last night when Gaylord had such great success keeping the ball in the infield. Mike's much the same way, although I'm sure they'll hit more balls to the outfield, but that ball was right in Maury's wheelhouse, so to speak. It was just up and not too much on it, right out over the plate.
Manny Mota hitting 320, a right-hand batter up here, takes the curve low for a ball, 1-0. Nothing, bottom of the first. After eight innings, Atlanta leads San Diego 4-2. A 1-0 pitch to Mota. Outside, ball two.
Can you usually tell on about McCormick when he's going to be good. He's getting that curve over. He likes to start the hitters off with a curve. And if he gets that over for strike one, then he's really usually on the beam. He's been behind so far this game here.
Swing and a foul off to the right. So it's 2-1. Mike working to Manny Mota. Giants fail to score in the top of the first. The Dodgers have one out. Swing and a foul. Oh, Mota had a pitch that he could hit there. That one was up. And Mota swung himself off his feet going for that one and fouled it back. It's 2-2. Houston defeated Cincinnati 4-3 today. Here's the pitch to Mota, fouls it off. If Atlanta wins today, Cincinnati is mathematically eliminated. Because that would put them, four games behind in the loss column. With three left to play. One more with Houston and two with the Braves. Next pitch to Mota is low for a ball, and it's a full count of 3-2. One down, base is empty. Mota batting against Mike McCormick. Mike wheels in the next one, fouled off to the right. And it stays at 3-2. Willie Davis waiting his turn next. The 3-2 pitch. Swung on line down the right field line. Foul. Our congratulations to the University of California. The Golden Bears upset Indiana today, 17-14, coming from behind with 10 points in the fourth quarter. Indiana scored twice in the first quarter, lead 14-0. The Bears battle back. The count remains at 3-2 to Mota. Manny will hit with power to left field. If you get the ball in, he'll hit with power to the opposite side if you get the ball away from him. And he drives this one foul into the seats to the right. Stays at 3-2. Sort of a muggy day here in Los Angeles. Could tell on a pitcher who stays out there very long. And Mike is having a long battle with Manny Mota. Mike's 3-2 pitch. High walked him, so Mota battled him and got on there. Willie Davis comes up to bat left-handed. Willie hitting 311. A left-hand batter. Voted in a poll of fans in Los Angeles as the most popular, the most outstanding Dodger for the year. He had 42,000 some votes, and Maury Wills was second with 24,000 some. McCormick takes his stretch for the pitch. There goes the runner, and it's a drive to center. Mays has a bead on it. Mota will have to go back to first. The hit and run was on, and Davis hit a straightaway high line drive to Willie Mays. Two are down, and Andy Kosko comes up here, the right-hand batting right fielder. Kosko hitting 249, but has hit 18 home runs. He leads the Dodgers in home run production with 18. And also in RBIs with 72. Tom Seaver has won his 25th of the year.
A three-hit shutout over Philadelphia. I would have to think that that might just about finish the Cy Young for Tom Seaver. Pitch is a strike call to Kotko.
Might be the start of a few Cy Youngs for that young Seaver.
He really pitched down the stretch. Well, he pitched all year long, but he was invincible down the stretch for the Mets. Morta with his lead at first. A one-strike pitch to Kotko outside for a ball. 1-1. Two down. Houston defeating Cincinnati today to virtually eliminate Cincinnati and will eliminate them if Atlanta wins, and the Braves are leading 4-2 after eight innings. McCormick looks at first. The pitch now to Kotko is fouled away. Mike is getting his pitches up a little too much. He's keeping the ball away from these right-hand batters, but even if you do keep it away, if you get it up, they've got a chance of hitting it for power into right center down the right field line.
Well, Ron, sometimes it takes a pitcher. That's just amazing. You know, all the innings they've pitched, but they start a game, and sometimes it takes an inning or two for them to get zeroed in on their control and get the ball where they want to get it. And it's been Mike Patton this year a couple of times like that the first inning.
Motor goes. The pitch out. Hyatt throw to second, and he is out at second base. So they spotted it, and Hyatt called for the pitch out through to second to get Motor for the third out. It was Ron Hunt covering, and here in the first inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Atlanta has defeated San Diego 4-2, and after one inning here, it's the Giants nothing, the Dodgers nothing.